waking up has never felt this good.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
We are now joined on the line by Mr. George Smith, the founder of Youthnited Africa. Good morning, George.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Thank
I
you,
sir. Jonathan.
He's been
like
listening.
George.
But then you must also greet Auntie Rachel.
I don't know Rachel, so I can't. I know you.
Okay.
Yes, Jonathan it is. I like that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, George. I appreciate that. I will come over and sort you out later. Just kidding. All right, so the focus of this morning's interview is about Youthnited Africa. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's really started out as a dream during lockdown. Crazy story. So I was staying in Masipumulele, and it's lockdown, and I'm generally the outgoing type, and I thought, oh my word, what am I going to do? And I was sleeping, and God wakes me up with a sudden dream, and he's like, and it's so vivid, because he goes, I'm going to need you to unite the youth. And I'm like, man, that's crazy. So I wake up, and I write this down, and obviously I think, okay, cool, I'm doing it by myself. And God's like, no, I'm going to call the team around you, and this is what I want you to do. And so, obviously me loving the youth and being really passionate about young people, I planted a youth before, and he says, but I'm going to need you to plant more than just one youth. I'm going to need you to plant youths across Africa, starting with your home and going out. And so, gave me the name Youthnited Africa, and I mean, it's really self-explanatory in that, is that we want to plant, the idea is to plant as many youth or connect groups in Africa as a continent, and unite young people of our nation as one.
So that is brilliant. I love that, bringing young people together. So talk us through how this kind of unfolds, the organization's mission. How does it unfold, and how do you do this practically?
Yeah, so at the moment, it's obviously taking quite of a turn because it's lockdown. The idea was mainly to go into high schools, really had a burning passion for high schools, to go into there, offer them a program, and we would then, see who would want to be part of this program, and then we would raise a leader up in that school, and then they would then facilitate. So we'd be there for like about 3 weeks, and we'd facilitate a program, almost sort of run like an alpha course kind of vibes.
Yeah.
And then we'd get we'd raise a leader, and then he or she would then facilitate that group, that selected group of that school, and then we would go on and we would do another group, but we would then disciple that leader, and so so that he doesn't or she doesn't feel alone, and then they would disciple the group and so on, and we would go around all to these schools and we would do that.
Okay, but obviously with lockdown, that's kind of now...
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
With lockdown, obviously, we can't go into schools. And so what has been a really amazing, and God's hand in this, is he's really shown us a vision. He said, well, you're not going to go into schools right now. Well, right now, I'm going to prepare your hearts.
Brilliant.
I'm going to prepare your hearts. And so what that looks like at the moment is... We've actually got a group at the moment, a WhatsApp group, and so we've been doing the Zoom calls. And so we've got one of the youngsters from Fishhook High School named Benny, and he's really taken huge initiative by collecting a lot of young people who his friends are, and they've collected friends, and they've got this massive WhatsApp group. And so they're actually doing, the odd Zoom call and meeting up at school when
Excellent.
They can. And so they're actually doing that at the moment. They're really preparing for what's to come.
Yeah, that is amazing. Just using technology and then also, like you say, preparing the heart. Because God is more interested in our character than in our comfort,
Amen.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. So tell us also about the NYXers. What is that about?
Yeah. YNAXers.
Oh, okay.
No, all good. So what it stands for is, so you got Youthnited Africa, and so the X is the expedition, is the journey. And so what that looks like is that would then be, because these guys, obviously in school, they're going to be like, just, why are we just part of a group? We want to, what's in it for us? What's the opportunity here?
Yeah.
And so... the opportunity then we would then offer a service year program in which we would, which we call the expedition, and then they would for 1 year get sent out to Africa, and they would be the team going into an African concept, an African country, and they would then do exactly what they were doing at their school, and they would do it in an African country as part of that expedition. Not only that, they would obviously learn skills, develop skills, and a whole lot of other things that, you know, we're still preparing. We haven't fully got the blueprints, but we're definitely working on that.
Sure, that is so cool. If the listeners would like to know more about your organization, how do they find you? What are the website addresses, social media pages?
Yeah, 100%. So we've got a we've actually got a website that we're still formally working on, but I mean they could really definitely have a look at that, and that's www.youthunitedafrica.co.za. That's all small letters. And then they can also on Facebook, it's Youth United Africa. On Instagram, at Youth United Africa. And then they can also contact me on 062-484-9152.
Fantastic. And just spell out Youth United Africa because it's slightly different. It sounds like Youth United Africa, but it's not.
That is very true. So it's Y-O-U-T-H, so you got youth, and then N-I-T-E-D, so that's United, and then space Africa.
Okay, and so it's Youth United Africa for both Facebook and Insta, and then youthunitedafrica.co.za, is that the website address?
That is correct.
Fantastic. George Smith, founder of Youth United Africa. The last thing I'm going to ask you to do is just to encourage the young people of our country, because it's difficult. It is so difficult. Uncertainty, just everything. So please, would you encourage us?
Yeah, 100%. I was really, you know, thinking about it, and I've always said it. It's scriptural as well. We are set apart. We're a chosen generation. And I think my encouragement to young people and to myself often is that we shouldn't confine ourselves to a box. We shouldn't be going with what, and I'm not hating on the world, but we shouldn't be going with what the world wants us to become, because we have a Father, we have God who's predestined a future for us. And so we should really be looking into that and really capturing his heart. And what that looks like practically is, you know, I think really let's just do us, be yourself, be unique in yourself, because you are different. You're called to be different. You're called to be, to think outside the box. Be that weird one in inverted commas, you know, and so really just challenge yourself to be yourself, because you are a chosen generation. You are set apart, and God has a fantastic future and purpose for your life.
Love that. Thank you so much for your time, George. God bless you and have a wonderful weekend. Stay dry and safe and warm.
Thank you so much. I will do that. Thank you. Much love to you guys, Uncle Jonathan and Uncle Tracy.